One third of the country underwater.
Over 1,000 deaths.
Over 300,000 people displaced.
At least $10 billion in property damage.
This is what is going on in Pakistan right now. I'm Simone.
I'm Sathashma.
And welcome back to Anthropos Season 2, Episode 3.
Pakistan declared a national emergency as it experiences its heaviest rainfall since the 1960s. The recorded rainfall has been nearly three times the 30-year nationwide average.
Pakistan has been facing the devastating effects of climate change, previously experiencing a series of heat waves, forest fires, glacial lake outbursts, flash floods, and now this climate-induced humanitarian disaster.
This disaster started in June 2022, and the primary causes can be narrowed down to climate change, melting glaciers, and monsoon rain. However, mismanagement in flood-prone areas, weak infrastructure, lack of proper planning and development, corruption, insufficient preparedness for natural disasters have played a strong role in escalating the problem.
Though experts claim that this year's record monsoon is comparable to the devastating floods of 2010, which has been deemed as the deadliest flooding event in Pakistan's history, the earlier floods were riverine in nature, which means that the most impacted areas were around the Indus River, and to a certain extent, it could be predicted. This time, the flooding events have been exacerbated by climate change, and the country faces multiple threats from urban flooding, flash flooding, and glacial outbursts, all at the same time.
The current rainfall pattern in Pakistan has not followed their official monsoon season, which begins on July 1st and extends until September, as the country started recording extreme rainfall all the way back in June. Similarly, normally the country has only three to four cycles of monsoon rain. However, it is currently in its eighth cycle. This uncertainty prevails as this event has exceeded every norm documented in the past.
These extreme changes in weather patterns are only predicted to increase. The IPCC further reports an intense increase in the natural calamities in coming years due to such complex weather patterns resulting from variations in ocean temperatures in the equatorial Pacific that could affect the hydrological reserves in the country.
This specifically affects Pakistan as the country's coastline meets the Arabian Sea of the Northern Indian Ocean, one of the fastest warming water bodies in the world that is warming by an average of 1 degree Celsius, as opposed to the global warming average of 0.7 degrees Celsius. The rise in sea surface temperatures has a direct connection to increased monsoon rainfall.
As of August 30th, 2022, foreign aid has started to reach Pakistan. To end this episode, we will quote Shannon Osaka, who writes for the Washington Post. One thing that Pakistan will almost certainly not receive is compensation from the countries that are most responsible for planet warming greenhouse emissions.
Thank you so much for listening to Anthropos. Please share our episodes with your friends and family.
We need to talk more about the climate crisis because it is already here. Please follow us on Instagram and TikTok to keep this conversation going. Links will be attached below.